keeping all the waterlogged residents of the Grand Traverse County area, and slowly working our way down to Misaki. So it's going to be a nice day, I think.
Yeah. Certainly some fun stuff that went down, looks like, so. Yeah, school's canceled today. Looks like a lot of the major arteries and the roadways are closed or occluded in some way. Which, trying to get to and from work just down Woodmere. I mean, like, I'm not far from the office. Yesterday it would have been quicker to ride a bike, so I think I'm going to try that today. I have a garbage bag that'll fit over my backpack, and it'll fit a change of clothes, so. If I get rained on, I should be fine.
Well, from what I heard, it's not supposed to rain until later this evening now, so. Hopefully we have an uneventful day, so. At least when it comes to that, we don't need any more moisture. In fact, even our basement, we sit up on a knoll, but there was enough water that it started seeping in our basement last night. We spent a good portion of the night last night removing water, so I wouldn't even want to drink to be one of these people that are closer to the river. I'm just hoping the water starts dropping and starts calming down a little. It's been awful interesting for everyone. All I know is if you're driving through Traverse, only make a left turn if you're at a light. Otherwise, make three rights to get your left.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's, I was concerned about my house a few years back, and, I think it was the first year of COVID, we finally had enough money to pave the driveways, and my one instruction, I basically told the guys, like, however you want to do it best, you guys are the experts. The only request I have is that there's always been a lot of standing water near our house, and if it slopes away, that would make me a happy man. And he's like, oh, you'll never have water problems again after we're done. And they were right. Every heavy rain we've had since then, it just goes into the street like it should instead of toward my house. So I was worried this year that when this happened, this would be the one time where that would not come true. But doggone it, I lucked out. So I'm kind of happy about that. I'm fortunate because not a lot of people are in that situation. In fact, a couple of my friends I'm offered shop vacs to when they said they were trying to combat basement flooding. Day before yesterday, in fact, and they gave up because, like, they could get the water out of the house, no problem, but it was just leaching through the walls and the floor so quickly that it was not a battle they could win because it would just keep filling right back up to the same level, and until that groundwater goes away and they retar the outside or whatever, it was just going to keep occurring. So it's not a great situation for a lot of people right now.
And that's basically the problem we've got, is it's leaching through the walls, and, I mean, in all the years I've been at this house, we've never had water like this, so this is not a common occurrence. And we sit up on a hill, we have a walkout basement, so it's really, it's not common for this kind of issue, but, yeah, there's been enough water, that's basically got the ground so saturated it has nowhere else to go.
Node 5, 6, 1, 4, 7, 0. Disconnected.